1.
Hello and welcome everyone to a sad episode of Cinema Smoketography. I am your friendly neighborhood hookologist. Joining me with me on this sad, sad day is...
Producer man Isaac, what is going on everybody?
Don't sound so fucking chipper.
I'm not.
You have a way more like happier tone of voice than I do right now.
No, it's just my normal voice.
Piece of shit. Dude, I'm sad.
We lost two legends in like the span of like 2 weeks.
I know. Kevin Conroy and fucking Jason David Frank. Like, that's just... This sucks.
Childhood heroes, man. Childhood heroes.
My childhood effectively died the day Jason David Frank left the earth.
Pretty much. You and I both.
Bro, I was given the name Tommy. So this means way more to me than it does to you, all right? I don't like to make things about me sometimes.
That's... you know what? It's a sad episode.
That's a bold-faced lie because I like making things about me all the time. But no, dude, that's so crazy. Like when I seen it moments before you had just texted me, like it was just, I was on my way to work. I damn near crashed. I'm like, no fucking way. That's not a thing.
I thought it was like another one of those, you know, known celebrities, but not very known celebrities.
Who did they? Oh, they did that to Steve from Blue's Clues. Do you remember that?
Yeah, and then they fucking did it with Adam Sandler. Like, that's what Adam Sandler's dead every year.
Dude, that's so funny.
That's crazy.
Like, the day it actually happens, the person who made up that meme is like, oh, fuck. I don't know, man. Like, it's just so weird to me. I honestly still don't want to believe it. It's been like 3 days.
Yeah, no, dude. It's just crazy because it's like, this man's like a fucking... hero to everybody as far as like kids and, you know, literal hero from like Power Rangers. Everyone's been a fan of the series for the first like...
He's the longest running Power Ranger like literally ever.
Yeah.
And it's even crazier too. Like he was so popular in the United States, they had to remake his whole character arc. Because originally he died like in the Super Sentai. He's gone. Like there is no Green Ranger after him.
Yeah, he was only supposed to be in the... you know, the first like 3 or 4 episodes, but he was so well like received and well beloved by everybody that, you know, he became a prominent character in the story.
I think the Green Ranger like arc was only 10 episodes.
I think so, yeah.
Something like that. And then they had to steal another Sentai to put him in the second season of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Yeah, which actually was like actual footage they had to make themselves because not all the footage could, you know, hold only the fight scenes that they were able to be able to use.
And barely, do you ever notice, like, if you rewatch that, like, how hard it is to, like, see the White Ranger ever? It's like they had to crop him in there.
Pretty much.
I don't know. Like, I thought it was cool, like, to see him in the group. He went, like, for the longest time as Tommy Oliver.
You know, and then when he got back for the legacy season of Dino Thunder, you know, he came back as, like, archaeologist. Slash, like, you know, former Ranger mentor, which...
I was so, like, shocked. That's probably one of, like, my favorite series. That's probably, like, one of everyone's favorite series is Dino Thunder. Dino Thunder and then... Oh, man. Turbo sucked. But he was in the first half of Turbo. But you know what I think about that? Like, now that I rewatch a lot of these things, I don't remember him in Turbo. I remember TJ. And I don't remember Tommy having, like, too many, like, Turbo episodes.
Tommy was in the first half of the Turbo season because they were all getting ready to leave for college.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that part, but I don't remember, like, I remember more of the TJ stuff than I do, like, Tommy as the Turbo Ranger.
I don't know, I just remember the giant pizza.
Go take a lap. Go take a fucking lap.
That's all I can remember from Turbo.
You're a jack. You're a jack. Get the fuck out of my face. No, and then, you know, I actually just rewatched the Turbo movie, like, a month ago.
It still holds.
And, that's such a good, that's such a corny movie.
It is, but it still holds up.
You know what I was thinking? Like, because I, for some reason, like, Power Ranger feed was all over my YouTube channel at one point.
Yeah.
I started watching, like, all these, like, character profiles, and I never understood why they switched from the Zeo power to Turbo power.
Because of the movie.
Yeah, I understand that, but, like, realistically, it doesn't make any sense.
Honestly,
the Turbo powers were lesser than the Zeo powers.
Zeo powers are supposed to be the most powerful powers of all of them.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, the Zeo powers are 10 times better than the power coins. Right?
Yeah.
how is it that they go from top tier? But you know what? There's a theory about that too, because you know how Jason the Gold Ranger had to give back to his, get back the power because it was killing him.
Yeah.
What if the turbo powers like slowly kill the user?
You mean the Zeo powers?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You said turbo.
Did I say that? Yeah. What if the Zeo powers slowly kill the user?
Honestly, but like honestly, looking back at Turbo in general, the whole concept is just fucking ridiculous. And you know what? If you look back at the Super Sentai version of Turbo,
way better.
Dude, it's...
Didn't you go, like, on a whole binge and doing that?
Yeah, and I watched the Super Sentai version of Turbo, and it's utterly ridiculous. Like, comedic ridiculous.
Like, in a good way?
In a funny way.
Okay, like, in a good way. Yeah, it was a good way. In the
fact that these guys are fighting for public traffic safety.
That's so fucking stupid.
The Galactic Universe Patrol of Galactic Safety.
Is that why they have, like, an alien cop ranger?
Yes.
That's... What?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
They're fighting for galactic public traffic safety.
Okay, you know who my favorite like Power Rangers side character is? Ninjor. Ninjor is my favorite side character.
It's funny because Ninjor played such a more prominent role in the Super Sentai.
Did he?
Yeah.
Ninjor is so fucking cool.
Well, because you know how... You know, we're going to be talking like a lot about Power Rangers in general, but like the whole concept of the whole, like if you watch like, there's the Mighty Morphin version of Super Sentai, and then later on we get the, you know, we get introduced to the White Ranger version of the Super
Sentai. Hang on, I'm going to grab my monster. Continue.
No worries. And the White version of the Super Sentai version where they introduced like, you know how like they introduced the Thunder, the Power of Thunder, mm-hmm. and they used those Megazords?
Right.
That's all from the other version of the Super Sentai with the White Ranger in it. So like... Their suits are different, which I don't know why they just didn't change the suits to match the same concept, you know? But it is.
What were the suits in those ones?
They were a little different. They're a little more metallic-y looking. They kind of look like Super Mega Force ones.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, Super Mega Force was another one that was kind of weird. Like, how did they become pirates?
It was part of the Super Mega Force power, I guess. And then, you know, like and then they had the ability to turn into legacy characters, legacy rangers.
I like that about Turbo. Like, I'm sorry, Mega Force. Yeah. I'm like the series itself was trash. That was probably like the coolest thing.
The 30th anniversary of Final Battle.
Can we not talk about that? I was like, okay, so they couldn't get more Rangers there, which sucks because a lot of them are pretty cool. Did you know the yellow Power Ranger from I think Lost Galaxy became a burlesque dancer?
I thought that was the one from SPD.
Oh, sorry, SPD. Became a burlesque dancer and got fucking shunned because they're watching a Power Ranger. I want to go see her show and be like, bro, just say SPD emergency.
You can make a whole bit.
Dude, please. SPD emergency. You know how many adults would fucking geek out and do that shit? But people are like, I'm watching a Power Ranger. She's a kid. No, bitch. She's sexy.
There's been a few different things. You know, like the guy that plays Cole in Wild Force is a murderer.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah, he killed somebody with a samurai sword.
That's right! That's crazy! You know, okay. I want to know Austin St. James's thoughts about this whole thing.
Austin St. John actually posted a video about Jason David Frank.
Really? Because I know they had beef for, like, a long time. Really? I wanted to see them fight in the ring, like, 100%.
I don't know. There was a... He put out, like, a 10... Like, about me, like, a minute something video. Kept it short and sweet. You know, he's being very respectful. He was basically saying that, It's no surprise that him and JDF did not see eye to eye for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
But despite that, he still feels sadness and, you know, telling that he has nothing but prayers and love to his family. And, you know, once a ranger, always a ranger.
Yeah.
And just kept it short and sweet, you know.
That's dude, I seen Amy Jo Johnson's clip.
Yeah,
she was bawling.
So, yeah, because that was her best friend.
Yeah, dude, they were so cool.
So, like, you know...
David Yost was, like, doing something for Power Rangers, too. Like, I wonder, like, what his...
His initial reaction, too, he posted saying that, you know, he basically said, from what I can remember, is that you had my heart the first time I met you.
I see, yeah, because I was driving, and, you know, I let my YouTube kind of just go on autoplay. Like, that popped up, I'm like, dang. And I, like, it was, like, you had me at the first moment, like, it was real heartfelt. Like, it sucks.
Yeah, and then Walter, too, and then they were all good friends, too, Walter, Jones.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I didn't realize, like, back then that he has, like, four fingers. And nobody, like, until somebody pointed it out to me.
Walter Jones?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I didn't notice.
Rewatch it. You're going to know. It's going to be, like, once you see it, you can't unsee it. I don't know how I was able to see that, but then I'm like, that's still pretty cool. Like, he had, like, his own, like, no, it was just so un, like.
What was his martial arts?
Hip-hop keto?
Yeah.
Hip-hop keto! That's so fucking stupid. But, like, they made the, okay, that was still pretty, like, it's a funny thing, but it was still, like, pretty different. Like, it was cool.
Yeah, honestly, like, right now, too, and I'm wondering about everything that, especially now that he's gone, if they were able to finish production on the White Dragon.
Oh, wow, that's right. I don't know.
It's supposed to come out next year.
Oh, no.
I don't know, man. It's just really crazy because, like, you look at everything that's happened with this man, you know, and you really don't know what someone's really going through. You know, you'd have all the fake news about what was happening behind the scenes, like, with him and his wife and all this other stuff. And, you know, and I saw her message about him and his daughter's message about him and all this other stuff. And, like,
right.
You know, there was rumors going around that he was, like, having a fight with his wife prior to him, like, you know, committing suicide, and that they had both him and his wife had separate rooms, and they got into an altercation, and then...
Because this is his second divorce. That was his second divorce.
I'm not sure. I think so.
Well, I think I heard, like, that was, like, he was going through his second divorce, and he was just going through it.
Yeah, and apparently they were working it out and all this other stuff, so, like, it doesn't add up. Like, there's got to be more of the story.
Honestly, like, it's just... someone in the public eye like him, he's not, like, super celebrity status, but he's always so, like, in tune with his fans. Like, he's always posting something.
Yeah, he is, like, the ultimate, like, fan, like...
He's a fan of his own work, and he likes to be there for the fans. Like,
Contributor. He's the biggest contributor to his fans. Like, he loves his fans. He goes to every event, almost every event. Always, like, on par with his fans. Always taking pictures. Never shy to take a picture with his fans. You know, he's embraced the Power Ranger brand more than anybody else.
He is the Power Ranger brand.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, it just, I seen, like, he was close by, too. I think he was in Sacramento once, like, in the past, like, 2-3 years.
You know, I just sucked because, you know, I really wanted to go to Power MorphiCon with him there, too.
I always want to go, like, it doesn't matter what, like, event he's at, I always wanted to go, and I wanted to take my little green Funko with me to have him sign it. And now I'll never get the opportunity. And I should have, like, I had the opportunity to go. I, like, got off of work, I'm like, and I just decided not to. I'm like, no, I'll go to work instead. I already know what my next costume is going to be. I'm going as Lord Draken.
Lord Drakon?
Draco. Is it Draken or Drakon?
It's Draken.
Yeah, okay. I'm like, don't do that. Lord Drakon? Dude, I'm gonna go long hair and everything. I actually have the Shattered Grids, like, story comic book. That is such a good story.
It really is.
And then when they were promoting the game and they were promoting the comic book, I love how he put on the suit.
It's really dope suit.
And he really, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, he does everything for Power Rangers. Like, he went in, because I have the Shattered Grid game here. Such a shitty game. But, like, his voice is in it. I'm like, dude, that's so cool. I like him in general. Like, I don't know. I just can't imagine, like, what it would have been like to, like, meet him. And I love how, like, he had to wear long sleeves ever since he had all the tattoos. Because that dude is jacked and tattooed head to toe.
Yeah, he is.
Okay. Favorite Power Rangers series in general?
From the Zordon era?
Anyone. Doesn't matter. Favorite Power Rangers series?
Time Force.
Not a bad one. You're a pretentious prick, but not a bad one. No, that was actually really good too. That was like the second series after the Zordon era, wasn't it?
No, it was like the third, fourth.
Was it fourth? Okay, because they had free. Lost Galaxy, Lightspeed Rescue. Then it was Time Force.
Yes.
So it's the third.
Maybe
it's like third.
Third or fourth.
That, but that was a good one. I think mine's Dino Thunder.
Mine second would be Dino Thunder.
Mine 100% is Dino Thunder.
Second, but that's like my second.
Honestly, because it was just so like well written, and especially for Disney, there were. Did you ever notice like how in tune they were with the, with them as the, and they like watched the Sentai version. Mm-hmm. They're watching themselves.
Yeah, that time when they broke through the wall.
Yeah, like that was. That's probably like my favorite season.
Yeah, that it's funny that you mentioned that Super Sentai because now it's finally available on DVD.
Yay.
Speaking of that, Super Sentai, speaking of that, the original Dragon Ranger posted a video about Jason David Frank.
Wow.
Paying his respects, you know?
Because he made that. He made the Dragon
Ranger. Yeah, he's like, once a Dragon Ranger, you know, like, all we're Dragon Rangers forever, you know? Mm-hmm. Talking about that. So super cool, you know, the OG Dragon Ranger and the, you know, the U.S. Dragon Ranger.
Yeah, that's actually really cool, too. Like, I don't know. I don't know what it was about the Green Ranger that just made him so much cooler than the regular Power Rangers. Just his design in general is very similar, but he has that shield. As we're looking at the screen with the candle, that's my next tattoo. Fuck it.
The green candle?
No. Not the green candle, you fucking prick. Okay, so since you know how I work at Toyota, right?
Yeah.
They had a Harkoon Edition 86, so it was green with bronze wheels. Looks super badass. I still need one. If someone ever trades it in, I'm buying it.
I still want an 86.
Dude, I still want one, and I want that particular one. You want to know why?
Why?
I'm going to put a giant dragon symbol right there on the doors. Because you know how I have that Darth Vader? I was going to put the dragon sword.
You're going to put your dragon dagger on a tattoo?
Oh, bro, that's going on this arm!
You know, it's still remarkable to me that they were, you know, that he was able to play his flute with the helmet on.
Okay, and another thing, how is that dagger a flute? Like, I don't understand.
You know, also I find really funny is that, tell me it doesn't make any, like, a load of sense how they managed to record all the footage from all the series that they were in, like, as like, legacy footage to show the Dino Thunder Rangers and, like, everything that happened. Like, you're telling me there was a camera for everything?
Right? Like, how is there, like, what is this?
Even the one stuff where you weren't even there? How the hell did you film the stuff for the future in Time Force? How the fuck did you film all that other shit? Like, it sounds cool as fuck, but it makes absolutely no sense.
I don't understand. Like, it's so crazy. Okay, like, that is so weird.
Far-fetched as fuck.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I just, okay, so I still need to know who made him the Master Morpher.
Because Austin St. John's Jason got a Master Morpher later on in Beast Morphers.
Did he really?
Yeah, but yeah.
He only has the one.
He has two.
Was he able to go to Gold Zeo too?
I think so.
Bullshit. Because I know in Beast, like, Beast Morphers is the newest one, right?
Yeah.
On Netflix?
Oh, I think so.
I think it's on Netflix. Yeah, Beast Morphers, and then he has to fight a new Goldar. Oh, Lord Zedd came back too.
Yeah, big old buffs, Lord Zedd.
Dude, okay, so check it out. I actually know, like, the new... Do you know the new origin for Lord Zedd?
No.
So basically, he's from Eltar, like Zordon, and tried to grab the Zeo Crystal to protect it, melted all his skin away. And that's why he looks like that.
That's kind of cool.
Right? And then he just hates Eltars. Eltarians?
Yeah.
And let one of them go.
Dude, Lord Zedd is basically Frieza.
Yeah, but he's not racist.
He doesn't like Rue. He doesn't like teenagers. Just
kidding. That's not a race.
They're a race of people. I'm just kidding.
No, okay, Lord Zedd is not like Frieza. Frieza's a flat-out racist.
Yeah, but...
Genociding other races.
But he always
races.
Comes back.
Dude, and now he's got a black form.
And he has a son. Like, not me, not Frieza.
Oh, yeah.
Lord Zedd has a son.
Yeah, him and Rita have a son. Like, that's kind of...
Yeah, he's all. That also showed up in Power Rangers.
Yeah, that was actually pretty lit. And that's where Lord Zedd's fucking thing went. I'm like, oh, right. And then he dies. Lame.
But, yeah, I don't know. I just... You know, Serpentera.
Okay. Now, when it comes to Serpentera, the one thing I hated so much about that is that how is it that he runs out of power? The fuck?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think that... Oh, and now there's another fucking Green Ranger other than Tommy in the Boom Studios comics. I think it's like his friend or something.
It could be the clone.
No, it's not. No, like it's an actual character that he got the direct... Billy gave him the power coin to like whoever's helping... because in the Boom Studios comic books, there's obviously the Power Rangers, right? Mm-hmm. And then they have a government issue group that helps the Power Rangers. And they gave them a green power coin. And then Billy was like, Billy gave them the power coin. And then Zordon was pissed off. So he's like, yeah, he's not involved in any meetings anymore.
Stupid.
That's basically what it is. I swear to God. And he's like, and it made sense of the flu. He's like, it's because the guy asked, like, how the fuck does this even work? He's like, oh, you just put it up and then the notes will appear in your visor. I'm like, what? What?
That's it's a little weird.
Little weird. It's hella weird. Dude, it's fucking Power Rangers. Like, what do we even make sense?
To make sense?
But you know what the coolest, like, Power Ranger iteration, like, that's from not, like, all those side characters? Shredder Green Ranger.
That's pretty dope.
Dude, okay, so I watch Comic Storian, right? And they, like, but they do the full series. They've teamed up with the Justice League. They've teamed up with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They fought and teamed up with Godzilla. And Godzilla versus the Dragonzord?
Sick.
Fucking ridiculous. The Power Rangers could do no wrong. Like, and the whole thing was, like, so crazy. Like, Rita Repulsa goes to an alternate dimension to fight, to take over the world, and takes over the Planet X aliens, right?
Yeah.
Like, joins their side and sends all the kaiju after Godzilla and the Power Rangers. They fight King Ghidorah and get rocked. And then, like, Godzilla to handle it. That is intense.
That is very intense.
Dude, I want to see some of that shit in live action.
I don't know, man. Who knows what's going to happen now, like, especially with everything going on, you know? Like,
they can never bring him back. Like, that's the worst part about it. And if they do, how would they even do it? They can't just recast the most iconic fucking Power Ranger in the goddamn world.
You really can't.
That's like rebooting Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, it's just crazy because, like, this man is, like, the literal legend of them all, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they made the joke of, like, he really is the greatest ranger, but he really is the greatest ranger. You know,
dude, I love in Forever Red. He's like, he's not the greatest Red Ranger, and they're all having like a dick measuring contest about it. I'm like, no way.
You know, still, it's dope ass episode, but still doesn't explain how they got all their powers back.
Actually, so I know that the turbo powers weren't destroyed.
No, they weren't. They just were given. They basically just gave them up.
The turbo powers aren't destroyed, right? So that's why TJ can still transform to the Red Turbo Ranger.
Uh-huh.
Right, the power coins aren't necessarily destroyed because they copied the original ones. So Jason can probably still morph and tap into the morphing grid as the Red Ranger. Everyone else never gave up their powers. The series just kind of ended.
Well, you got you know, like I heard that during the making of Forever Red, the guy that plays Leo wasn't actually part of the production until like last minute.
And he so, was what Leo was which Ranger?
The Doc Galaxy Red Ranger.
Oh, okay. Like, yeah, he was like a last minute entry, right?
Yeah. So like that's why you see like his like certain scenes are like he's not in every scene, like as far as like
yeah, game. Everything else. Because Leo had to come in later because he's on another planet too.
Yeah, so like it did it that way too. So
space and then the Space Rangers never gave up their powers either. Yeah. So everyone had their powers still. Like the only one that would I guess would kind of make sense is like if the black like how they copied the original power coins. And how Adam's morpher was busted, why he was having a hard time turning black. But if Zach, I guarantee if they brought back Zach, his morpher is perfectly fine because he didn't ruin it.
That's true. I just wonder, they always brought back, like, they've never brought back, like, Walter Jones to the franchise. But, like, Adam has been back, you know, like.
I think, like, Walter Jones just always has scheduling conflicts.
That's true.
You know, I think that's what it is because I think Adam had more episodes than Zach did, right? So I think he's like more synonymous with the Black Ranger than Zach is. Not to say Walter Jones wouldn't come back and do it because he's just like David Frank. Like he's
embraced it a lot, like over the last few years.
Yeah, like they all
have. Even
yeah.
Austin St. John has embraced it. Like,
and I heard like because he Austin St. John and. You know, Jones had like a very like tough time. They wanted more pay That's why they left the show. They wanted to start a union. Yeah, they wanted to start a union because they were getting underpaid for that. And they had to, like, they were tired. And then fucking Kimberly almost died once on the show.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. You know what another good comic book is all about fucking Tommy? I forgot what it was, The Last Dragon or something? But basically, he has the Master Morpher, and it's back in the... I think it's, like, 2020 when SPD is, like, super popular.
Yeah.
And he uses the Master Morpher, and he can only do it one more time in every morph. So he, like, goes backwards. Starting as the Black Ranger, then the Red Turbo Ranger, then the Red Zeo Ranger, White Ranger, and then he finishes off in the Green Power Ranger. And then his son becomes the new Green Ranger in SPD. So he has the SPD green suit with the shield.
Dope.
That's pretty lit. Like, the design was pretty cool. I'm like, okay, that's kind of cool.
I mean, I still think that, you know, to me, like, SPD, especially when they had a Time Force Red Ranger as a in there, but they only used, like, the suit and stuff like that, and everyone was saying that was his dad, and we all thought it was Wes, but it wasn't.
Dude, the original Red fucking Time Force Ranger was a prick. He ended up growing up to be a douchebag. And it looked just like Wes, too, almost.
Yeah, for all we know, it could have been Alex.
Oh, yeah. Well, would you look at that? I don't know. Like, the Power Rangers, like, franchise itself is just, like, so crazy. To, like well, we grew up with it, right? Yeah. What was the first series you remember watching? Because I remember, like, now when I think back about it, it's, like, I remember watching Mighty Morphin. And I rewatch it, like, there are way more episodes than I remember. Because we, like, when the ghetto toy store was here in the outlets, I would go there and buy, like, Power Ranger VHSs. Right? Mm-hmm. So I, now that I rewatch it, when I can stream it, especially when they're all on Netflix, I went, like, a whole month watching every single Power Rangers episode. I was just so confused. I'm like, where was half of this stuff? So I remember watching Zeo, like, vividly, and watching reruns of Mighty Morphin.
Honestly, I can't remember which one was the first one I ever saw because I have a bunch of VHSs that I have of Power Rangers still. But I think I circled back to Mighty Morphin eventually, like when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Especially when you had access to it. Right now, what I've really been making headlines is watching all the original footage being done, like Super Sentai,
mm-hmm.
which is honestly a lot of fun. Like, they're all, you know, super dope.
Yeah. I don't know, like, it's... hold on a second. I'm going to stop the recording. I got to use the bathroom. I was in the bathroom for less than a minute.
And we're back. What is up, everybody? Sorry for the small little break we had there.
Dude, like, how the fuck are you, like... what, do you just feel that comfortable in my goddamn home?
Yeah.
Fair enough. You've been here enough. Okay. Now that we have the White Ranger design up here, what do you think is cooler? The White or the Green Ranger? Okay, out of all his five iterations of being a Power Ranger, what is your number one? I'm not going to lie. I like the suit of the White Ranger more than I like the Green Ranger.
Really? I don't know. I think I'm always going to be a Green Ranger suit fan. But as far as, like, weapons are concerned, I kind of like Sabomore.
Dude, could you imagine just having a full-blown conversation with your sword?
What's funny is you only ever see him talk to Sabo one time.
And Sabo's always, like, making a comment. I wish I had, an actual, like, floating dagger to, like, talk to
me. I still tell you, if I ever get a, like, you know, white, like...
Okay, so that fucking sword is so much fucking money now.
Yeah, I know.
I've been trying to find one. No, for a reasonable price.
If I ever find a cat that's like black and white, I'd name Saba.
Lit. Dude, okay, Saba's... I want a Saba dagger. I just need it.
I don't know. I feel like when you think about it, yeah, I feel like Jason David Frank is remembered for being the Green Ranger most of all, but I feel like, you know, there's love out there for the White Ranger too.
Dude, okay, I always wanted to do this. Because you know how, like, I always like to talk shit, right?
Yeah.
I want to go up to him. I wanted to go up to him and be like, I know the Green Ranger is probably one of your favorite, but not going to lie. Do you ever just get, you know, shamed for playing Black Helmet? Because you're a white guy in a Black Ranger suit? It's kind of racist, man.
stupid.
I wanted to go up to him and do that.
What, okay, rank all of his
out of five?
Out of the five he's been.
Okay. Started at number five, Turbo.
Obviously.
Because he's not in that role too much. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if we got a whole series with him, I'm pretty sure it might be.
I've never seen Tommy wear so many flannels in Turbo.
Okay. So that was the style back then, bro. Leave him alone.
Baggy pants with the fucking Tims.
Oh my God.
Flannel, bro. Tell me you don't remember that.
I do. And he was the definition of a 90s fuckboy. Then it has to be Zio.
Okay.
All right. Now, oh, actually, we have six because the Draken.
We can't count Draken.
Because
then Draken wins because the combination of both the White and Green Ranger.
That's fair. Actually, but that's still a pretty like dope design in general.
But that's what I'm saying. It's the combination.
Okay.
Of both
okay.
Powers.
Okay. Fine. We won't count that. Then I'm gonna have to say the Dino Thunder number three. Okay. Green than white. I like this design way better.
I actually have a Dino Thunder Morpher.
You're a punk bitch. Fuck you.
Yeah, with the key and the thing.
Do you? Which one do you have?
The original, like the
Dino Thunder. No, which more? Because there's three. There's four of them. Five of them.
The black one.
You have the black one?
Yeah.
You're a bitch. I couldn't find the Legacy Green Ranger one. I was so mad. I have the regular Legacy one.
Well, I know that Jason David Frank had the original Power Morpher for.
For him?
Yeah, for the Green Ranger.
But. Bastard stole it. All right, what about you? What, all five? Let's see. Let's
about
see.
The same list.
Really?
Yeah. No. I have the Green Ranger over the White Ranger.
Yeah, I was about to say. Didn't we just have a conversation about this?
Yeah.
No, okay, but that's another cool one.
Oh. Actually, we forgot to rank the ninja suit.
Our ninja suit's right there under fucking Dino Thunder. That's number four.
The ninja suit?
Yeah.
Which version? Actually, no. Which design of the White Ranger uniform do you prefer? The Power Rangers Mighty Morphin Power Ranger movie?
The movie.
Or the...
I like the movie version. The movie version, that was such a cool movie to come out.
The metallic version of it is so cool.
It looks way better. I think that's what it is, honestly. I think it's the white suit from the movie. Not to say the White Ranger suit in general wasn't cool.
Yeah.
But the White Ranger suit in the movie is way more iconic.
Yeah, like if you like, let's go to the Power Rangers movie morph. Did you notice that all of their morphers are matching their color?
Yeah.
I didn't have that in the original series.
Yeah. Oh, did you also know that... Fuck, I just lost my train of thought.
What did I have to do?
Oh, okay. So do you remember, I forgot which, Superpower Beatdown? Do you remember that show on YouTube?
Yeah, I still watch it.
They still have episodes?
Yeah, Bat and the Sun. Yeah, they're working on a new one, I know.
Oh, wow. I forgot all about them. So do you remember when they did the Green Ranger suit with Ryu?
Yeah.
That new, like the super morpher for the Green Ranger suit is sick.
Yeah, the way they did the whole...
Yeah, they had to do the new morph. Okay, do you really think the White Ranger can beat Scorpion?
Honestly, he's pretty powerful.
I understand that.
There's two different versions of that one, though.
There's two different versions of everyone.
No, there's two different versions of the Superpower Beatdown.
Yeah, I know. There's one of everyone.
Yeah.
One where both sides win.
Yeah.
Which is... To me, I think that's dumb.
You don't think he can beat him?
No.
You don't think so?
I think... I mean, not to say that he couldn't, but it's just like... Oh, you're talking about the backings?
Yeah, like the actual, like...
Yeah, no, okay, yeah, you're right. Like, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, which we'll go back real quick as we're doing a little...
I have this movie. What...
Ivan Newsom's still the worst villain ever.
Oh, the Power Rangers! Let me get my autograph book.
The all-white outfit, man.
Yeah, I didn't know that they had those little backings. He looks so unhindered. They look so like, I don't want to be here.
The only one that has enthusiasm is fucking Jason David Frank.
Right. Do any of them look like they want to do that? Like, no. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Look at that.
Such a badass fucking design. That's so cool. Okay, you know what I really wanted to see in the Power Rangers reboot?
What?
Jason David Frank play a teacher or something.
Well, he was in it.
Was he?
Yeah, Jason David Frank was in the movie.
I didn't see him.
Yeah, he's at the final battle. He's one of the he's with Danny Joe Johnson.
That's right!
It was funny. There's two different versions of Jason David Frank in that movie. One was when he had long hair and one when he had short hair.
Cat. What a cop-out. No, okay, so that's actually pretty, like, cool in general.
Let's see. Let's look up all Tommy Oliver morphs.
All Tommy's morphs right there is the first.
Let's see. Excuse me, a little ad break. Black Friday sale, guys. Make sure you start copping your shit.
Yeah, and remember, all cars are $1,000 off at Milpitas Toyota.
It's so crazy to me, like, looking at this, too, is that they're literal power, like, the Power Rangers are also voice actors because they're literally voice actors.
They're dubbing their own, like.
They're dubbing their own fight scenes.
Yeah. Okay, now that I can see it right here on the screen, how do you feel about the Dino Thunder, like.
Coma
scene.
I thought it was very empowering.
I thought, I'm so mad that he didn't fight a Turbo Ranger.
It's his more prominent role. He wasn't the Turbo Ranger for that long.
I know, but still, he needs to, like. How are you going to market him as a Turbo Red Ranger still and then not have him fight himself?
He doesn't even fucking Turbo. He doesn't even acknowledge that he's a Turbo Red Ranger.
I know he doesn't, but I know he still knows the fucking shift.
The only one that still acknowledges that they're a Turbo Ranger is Blake Foster. And you know what? I like Blake Foster, though. He's like. He acknowledges it now. And, you know, he's an MMA fighter now. So, like, you know, and his mentor, you know, he's very devastated about Jason David Frank, too.
Yeah.
So.
I still wish him and the Red Ranger would go at it in the ring. That would have been fucking great. Koldar's a punk. The power of the Ninjetti. What is that? I hate that suit.
You know what's funny? I remember Dino Thunder when Tommy first becomes the Power Ranger again? Mm-hmm. He's like, he's like, I'm going out. He's like, where are you going? I was like, I'm going shopping. I looked at seriously a lack of black in there. I'm like, they even acknowledge that they wear their color schemes to fucking match what they wear.
Yeah, I love it. Like, it's so funny.
Look, flannel, or plaid. He's wearing fucking plaid. Who wears red on? Who wears plaid on fucking?
With blue jeans.
Who wears a red on red? Is he wearing the Tims? Who's doing that in Turbo Enzio?
Dude, he's the definition of a 90s fuckboy.
Can we also talk about the fact that when they brought Austin St. John back to become the Gold Ranger, this motherfucker was wearing a trench coat and a bandana in the middle of the desert?
I'm remembering all of this. Dude, that's so crazy. You know what I never liked in Forever Red?
What?
Is that how the Beetleborgs were the villains?
Damn, so clean.
I wonder how long it takes him to memorize these morphs. I mean, the Mighty Morphin one is like kind of simple. Like, they kind of go back and forth. And you ever notice they turn their hands over what number they are? Jason does 1, 2, like whatever.
Only person I know that can rock a soul patch.
You're such a twat, bro.
What? Am I wrong?
You're not wrong.
It's just crazy to me, you know? Like, there's the map Beast Morpher, the Austin St. John one. That
yeah, but I'm telling you, that's not a Master Morpher. That's just a regular Morpher.
I'm pretty sure it's a Master Morpher.
No. Tommy's the only one with a Master Morpher.
I don't know.
Tommy's Thunderous Return. Look at that. Like, this, these people.
I get it.
Unless you have a Master Morpher, it doesn't mean shit.
Tommy versus his past selves. You know, you look back at it now, too, and all that stuff. It's pretty dope.
Yeah. Dude, I love, like, how they... That was, like, the best scene in Dino Thunder. I think that's what made it my favorite season. Like, that episode alone. Dude, he was almost 50?
Yeah.
Jesus, he looks so young.
Oh, yeah, he was in great shape.
Yeah, no, dude, I'm gonna age like that.
Oh, yeah, he's in Super Ninja Steel when they had the Master Morpher.
Yeah, that's when they introduced it.
But yeah, dude, it's just crazy to me how, like, this whole thing is just a real thing.
I just can't believe it. Like, this is, like, my childhood, like, at full. My mom didn't even want to tell me that he passed away. Like, she's like, Tommy's going to be devastated. You know, my mom tried, like, he was given a giveaway for something. My mom's like, my son loves you to death. He names himself, like, his name is Tommy, and he just needs this. I didn't get it. But I did need whatever he was giving away.
But I mean, but I told her how old you were.
Dude, if I was, I honestly, I now look back at it because Power Rangers came out in 93. I was born in 92. I was just going to talk. I'm like, you know what? My dad was just high on drugs one day and thought Tommy would be a great name for his son. And he watched your show. He watched Power Rangers and named me after him. I made that joke up so many times ago. And it's just like, oh, yeah, that's a real thing. So he just, that was the lie I would tell myself. I was named after a Power Ranger. Oh, dude, this is lit. All right, you know what? Pause it.
Hold on. Waiting for the ad to break. Anyways, what?
We're just going to end it here because I want to watch this fight. Do you have anything else to add other than it's a very sad day, but this is a great reminiscence of all Power Rangers?
May the power protect you.
I hate you. I'm done. You're done. You're done here.